OpenUSD launches on Ethereum with Visa, MasterCard, Stripe backing. A stablecoin called OpenUSD is launching on Ethereum with backing from more than 140 businesses, including Visa, MasterCard, Stripe, and BlackRock, according to a July 31, 2026 announcement shared by Cointelegraph. The token goes live on Ethereum from day one, rather than debuting on a private chain and migrating later. The roster is the story. Payment networks, a payment processor, and the world's largest asset manager rarely put their names on the same crypto product at launch. That they did here says stablecoins have moved from a thing traditional finance tolerates to a thing it wants to issue. The backers carry more weight than the token. Most stablecoin launches ask you to trust an issuer you have never heard of. OpenUSD inverts that. Visa and MasterCard settle a large share of global card payments between them. Stripe processes payments for millions of businesses and bought stablecoin infrastructure firm Bridge in 2024. BlackRock already runs the tokenized money market fund BUIDL and helps back other dollar tokens. A consortium of that size lends the token distribution and credibility that a standalone issuer would spend years trying to build. A group of 140-plus members also changes the governance question. Single-issuer stablecoins concentrate control and counterparty risk in one company. A broad membership structure spreads it, though the exact reserve model, redemption terms, and who holds the collateral were not detailed in the launch post. Those specifics decide whether OpenUSD behaves like a genuinely shared standard or like a familiar product with more logos on the box. Ethereum as the settlement default. Launching on Ethereum from day one is a deliberate signal. Some institutional tokens start on permissioned ledgers to keep transactions private, then bridge to public chains once the compliance path is clear. Going straight to Ethereum means OpenUSD is reachable by any wallet, exchange, or stablecoin spending app without a gatekeeper. It also puts OpenUSD in direct proximity to the existing dollar tokens that dominate Ethereum, chiefly USDC and USDT. A new entrant backed by Visa and MasterCard does not need to win on yield or novelty. It needs the two card networks and Stripe to route real payment volume through it. If even a fraction of their settlement flows onto the token, distribution alone could make it a top-tier stablecoin quickly. Card networks issuing what cards spend. For anyone who uses a crypto card, the interesting part is the vertical integration. Visa and MasterCard are the rails that nearly every crypto card on a Visa network or MasterCard network already runs on. Today, those cards convert crypto or stablecoins to fiat at the point of sale, with the network spread and conversion costs buried in the exchange rate. A stablecoin the networks themselves issue could eventually let that settlement happen in the stablecoin directly, trimming a conversion layer. That is a plausible direction, not a stated plan. The announcement covered the launch and the backers, not a card settlement roadmap. Still, the pieces line up. The companies that move card money are now issuing the dollar token, and stablecoin native cards already exist to spend it. Muted market, loud signal crypto prices barely reacted, which fits the current mood. As of July 31, 2026, Bitcoin traded near $64,257, up 0.4% on the day, and Ether sat around 1904, essentially flat. The Fear and Greed Index read 37, or fear. The market is not chasing narratives right now, so an institutional stablecoin launch registered as infrastructure news rather than a price catalyst. The gap between muted prices and heavyweight backing is the point. Adoption at this level shows up in settlement rails and treasury operations long before it shows up on a chart. OpenUSD joins a run of traditional finance moves onto public chains, from tokenized funds to bank blockchain cooperatives that are reshaping the plumbing while the tokens themselves trade sideways. What to watch next is disclosure. The reserve composition, redemption mechanics, regulatory registration, and whether Visa, MasterCard, and Stripe actually route settlement through OpenUSD will determine if this is a shared dollar standard or a well-branded addition to a crowded field. The names guarantee attention. The terms will decide the outcome.